Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, how are you? How's it going?
Very good. How are you doing?
Great, yeah, man. Thanks for having me in this beautiful spaceship.
Listen, that's the best name we've ever got for our radio studio, a beautiful spaceship.
Yeah, man, it's great, isn't it?
It is. It's a great place to be, a great place to do radio, a great place to chat to you.
Yeah.
You will be, not a spaceship, but you will be on the beautiful stage of the Three Olympia.
Yeah, yeah.
What a venue.
What a venue. Yeah, it's great. It's on October the 12th. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been in there. I haven't been in there in a long time. So, yeah, it's amazing, actually, to go back and to be able to perform there. So,
yeah, that's brilliant. An amazing stage to do. I've done stuff there before. I've played gigs there and whatever.
It's class, isn't it?
It is honestly one of the best spaces in Ireland. Like, the way the audience rakes up in front of you is just a different experience than anywhere else, I feel.
It's like an old school. It's an old school theatre, really.
Theatre, darling.
They don't make it anymore.
No, they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, are you based here? Or are you based in London?
I'm based in London, but from Dublin, like so. Yeah,
right, yeah.
But I do a lot in both, as you know. So
okay.
I come back and forth, you know, doing gigs and stuff.
And living over there, like, we'll get onto the comedy kind of thing. Yeah. But just in general, Irish person adapting. Like, there's so many of us have obviously made that thing. Like, how are you finding it? Like,
I'm over there a while. I don't know, like. It's obviously a very big place.
Yeah.
I think what happens to you is the Irishness is kind of bed out of you, like, do you know what I mean?
Right, interesting. Yeah,
I just think, you know, you do kind of, I don't think the English, I think they're not as, they're like, I'm not slating the whole
totally.
Nation of people, but they wouldn't be, I don't think they're as sort of, I think we're more, we say sorry a lot when we're kind of, apologetic.
There's a London is a kind of a cutthroat city.
Oh, it
in
is,
fairness.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's yeah. Like,
but I just mean walking down the street, getting on the tube. Like, it's not.
Yeah, no. People, it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
When they make announcements on the tube saying like someone has fallen under the tube, like people look at their watches.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah. It's
so,
just
yeah,
one of
it's
those.
Definitely a different vibe.
I mean, population wise, it's insane how, you know, how many people live and work there in Greater London.
Yeah, but you kind of just stay in your little pocket as well.
Right,
like,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I live in, I'm living not far from Clapham. So you just got to circular that
around
area,
area
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So when someone goes to you, do you want to do a gig in wherever, like somewhere in North London?
Yeah.
I'm like, where's that?
Yeah,
do you
I've never been
mean?
There.
So,
yeah.
I think the thing about London is, even in if you're traveling around, everywhere is a minimum of an hour away. Like,
wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and driving's a nightmare as well because, what's it called? Like the 20 mile an hour. So it's just, and
charge for not electric
I've
and all that.
I've hired cars like loads of times and I've never hired a car in the UK where 2 days later or 5 days later, I haven't got a notification telling me I owe them 80 quid for
over speed or
whatever,
wrong area.
Yeah.
The electric zone
See,
or whatever.
Everything is cameras over there.
Yeah. But then we will counter argue this as Irish people and say they also have a wonderful public transport system.
Oh, they do, yeah.
For example.
Yeah. It's almost like, I think as an Irish person, sometimes you complain about the law.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
it's a
true.
Joke. You can't even drive through a country road at 100 miles an hour. Like,
yeah,
what's
I mean,
the problem?
Come on.
They changed
that sign from 100 kilometers to 80. Ridiculous.
Pedestrians as well. They're always crossing the road. I always thought a bit as well, like, you know, the UK, I think the English anywhere, they're a bit more law-abiding than Irish people.
Right.
You know, like if you see a red light in Ireland in a car, you're going to speed up. Do you know what I mean? If it just goes red, you're going to go, well, I'm going to do this. Where there, they'd be like, they'll be slowing down. So, yeah.
Casting aspersions on the entire nation's driving.
Yeah.
But he's accurate.
Yeah.
And then what about the kind of the Irish over in London? Are you kind of plugged into a circle of friends and,
I have a good few mates and stuff over there. But I do like, with comedy, you're kind of always on the go anyway, do you know what I mean? Mm. So, you do kind of like you're gigging most nights and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And is there a scene for the Irish comics in the sense of like, you know, the Irish in London tend to kind of go, or is it more just like, look, just go and be funny next to a comedian from, as you said, Clapham
or whatever,
Newcastle
like,
or whatever?
It's just, like. I think the thing about London is it is survival of the fittest, man. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So, like, there's so many comedians over there as well. It's like anywhere. Like, if you're going to crack into a market, there's too many. You don't.
But if you crack it,
you're laughing. Like,
all of a sudden,
it's like
you're
anything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, but there is a good scene over there. Like, no matter what level you're at, like, so
gotcha.
If you're starting out and you want to go and do stand up,
there's plenty of options to do that.
It's like I remember even because I started in Dublin.
Yeah,
I remember I did my first gig like it was like November, And my second gig was like February. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So but it's a bit better now. Yeah. But like in England, and you'd meet lads from, or comedians from England, they could be doing 6 or 7 gigs a week. So
yeah,
it is
even
very,
2 in a night sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's it's gotta be night, done. Huh? Gotta be done. I've heard the stories.
Rory. I love the suspicious look in it. The 2 a night, huh? You've lost the run of yourself.
I wonder if it's possible. I don't know if he came with you from London today, but there's a guy, I've seen him on your socials a couple of times. His name is D4 Guy, and I don't know, is it possible that he might be knocking around?
To be honest with you, he's taken over the whole show, so he's not impressed that I'm talking.
Well, bring him in. Let's go. D4 Guy. Hey, how's it going?
Nice to be. How's the gang?
Yeah, great to meet you.
Morning.
I've got one massive bone to pick with you, if that's okay.
No worries.
And it's this. What are the big 5?
This question. I've unearthed a can of worms.
Mm.
It's top 5 schools.
Right.
In Dublin.
Okay.
Where I would think that for character building, business, weather, and rugby, of course,
yeah.
These would be the strongest 5.
Okay,
and they would be the schools I would recommend for everybody.
For everyone to send their children, and also, would you hire specifically from the big 5 or exclusively
only? But I don't believe in nepotism. But I would only hire from the big 5.
Right,
I like to spread it around.
And tell me then. Okay, so list the big 5 for me, if you might.
Mary's, Michaels, Turnure, Blackrock, and Clongowes.
Okay, couple of issues. Number one is Clongowes isn't in Dublin.
This is true, but it's almost a lot of these schools. I've had this a few times with people. Mm-hmm. Clongowes isn't in Dublin. Belvedere is on the north side, but it's very much like the Vatican. It has its own little city.
It does.
Where Clongowes is very much in Kildare, but the people that go to Clongowes are very much not from Kildare.
Let me, when you've mentioned the bone I have to pick with you, which is I was valedictorian of Belvedere College.
Oh my God.
So I thought that when you...
I love
when
that. Dave's voice has changed. He's gone from... I've noticed it since he's met me. I admire it.
I just figured that if you're going to list the top 5, that Belvo would be in there, but you've excluded Belvo.
I haven't excluded Belvo at all.
Oh.
I love Belvo.
Right.
It's just in the wrong part of town.
Okay, right.
Because like you have to walk, parking around Belvo's a nightmare.
It is. Well, there is the small matter of a giant children's hospital next to it that takes up a lot of spaces.
There's a lot of stuff going on up there. But I just don't think it's compatible.
Right, the Garden Remembrance Parnell Street area, that's not really...
very kind of gar-orientated.
Right, okay.
Very gar.
Well, this is another issue that I don't have, but certainly my team has, because sitting to my right and to your left is a man called Cathal Minogue.
Who is this guy? Cathal Minogue. What's his middle name? Hurley?
Yes, it is.
It's Cathal Minogue Schlievon.
You have a real issue with galas.
I don't. The galas have an issue with me.
Okay, right.
I've just set out my stall early and the galas have revolted because I haven't included them in anything. I like the galas.
Do you? Are you sure you like them? Or I mean, you don't seem like you trust them.
I'd never trust a galad.
Right.
But that's, I think nobody does. I think it's their shoes. Have you ever seen a galad's shoes? It's the brogues. They're too slippy.
I've seen a few of them. Also, they have a very specific culinary delight that I believe you take umbrage with.
Chicken fillet rolls.
Yeah.
I've seen funerals where galads are eating chicken fillet rolls. Well, the coffin was taken away. There was a chicken fillet roll on the coffin.
Oh, right. Have you never had a chicken fillet roll?
Who is this guy?
This is Cathal. He's
a banter.
He's a
this
galad.
Is a guy banter.
I'm from Tipperary. Have you ever been to Tipperary?
Sorry, I can't understand a word you're saying. I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude, Cathal, but I've no idea what you're just saying.
There's a lovely circle of friends you have, all presumably ex Big 5.
Of course.
Don't
believe in nepotism, but all Big 5.
But all Big 5. One of them in particular features, I mean, you mentioned his banter as just being electric, Augusta-level banter at times, you've said. Hendo.
Hendo, yeah.
Well, so what does Hendo do?
It's very difficult to describe Hendo. He would be self-made.
Right.
But 95% of his net worth was inherited.
Okay.
And his mum also gave him 5% when he hit 21. So,
right, so that's
but
it.
But besides that, he's earned everything himself.
I believe recently he inherited 11 car parks in Dublin.
Yeah, his dad just gave them to him. His dad is so sick of dealing with car parks.
Right.
So Hendo took them over.
Yeah.
But he's going to put in a UFC Boxing ring in one of them.
In one of the
Yeah, you can park and fight.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. And also, obviously, rugby is a very important ingredient in your life.
It's like a sport we play, Cahill. I know you guys are more sticks and balls.
Do you think Ireland's performances, you know, in the Six Nations this season have been up to standard?
Well, they've been different.
Yeah.
But I think they've really turned the corner. I think there's a lot of negativity out there, and we all know what part of the country it's coming from, Cahill, don't we? It's pure gas.
Is it a word about the rugby lads? Munster negativity is
it's
a thing.
The Munster mafia.
Yeah.
But I think we have turned the corner, and I think it's all positive.
And would you be able to separate a Munster man who would, you know, eat and bleed red rugby, Munster rugby,
yes,
from a Munster man who would bleed the blue and yellow of Tipperary and hurling?
I would admire the Munster man who plays rugby.
Right.
Wouldn't trust the other fella.
Sure. That makes sense.
And in business, I would only deal with someone who has a rugby background.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
I think that is an honest approach.
I live across from a rugby club.
Cahill, the ship has sailed, mate. You're gone. It's not coming back from where you're from, mate. Stick with it.
And are you choppering to and from Twickenham or any of those areas?
Well, I wouldn't stay anywhere in Wales.
Okay, you just get out.
We can't.
No.
It's very, the environment, I would describe it as not loafer friendly.
Right, okay.
Yeah, well, a lot of cobblestones. Case, it's a nightmare. Loafers, water and beer. Forget about
get
it.
Get in and out of Cardiff.
Get out of there, man.
Fair enough. D4 guy, thank you so much for coming in. It's an honour to meet you. I wonder if, at some point Belleville might edge its way in.
I've had DMs from people saying to me, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I don't want to say this, but someone sent me one loafer in the post and said, you better change your tune, mate, or this could be you.
Rory Anlin, thank you so much for coming in. Make sure 12th of October you're in the Three Olympia. Do not want to miss this show. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Rory, thanks so much.
Oh, no worries, man. Thanks a million.
Cheers. Dave Moore on Today FM.